Carly, you know, you gotta get your shit together. Go for you, though.
For sure. Yeah.
And so it's just like definitely reminding me to do that stuff. Melanie, one of your co-hosts. I'm being forced to start the episode today. But we have our host,
Carla. What's up, y'all?
And it's me, Sal. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? So we're going to start out today's episode with a few shout-outs. We have a few to talk about. If Melanie, you can please start that off for us, please. Oh, yeah, Carla, yeah. Sorry. We have to go by
Melanie,
your government
Carla,
name.
Carla, whatever. You know, call me whatever you want.
We got to give you that government name. Sorry.
Riso's Curls, guys. If you have curly hair or like to look for good products for curly hair, I know Melanie runs into this situation sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just started releasing their line to Target, and I couldn't be any more happier for them because, like, honestly, this woman started from scratch. Like, she was like doing Uber, and if you guys go through her Instagram, which is Riso, Rizos Curls, she just talks about how she started and a lot of the talks she does as empowering women and Latinas and the Latin culture, and 3 years later, here she is selling her product in Target. I fucking love Target, you know. I don't have a particular product that, besides coffee, I guess, and I would be like, man, I would love to sell my product at Whole Foods or Target, you know?
So but it's so crazy to see that she's, you know, how far she's made it and just how long it took for her and the road that she took in order to get here.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of dedication and in just initiatives, a lot of, like,
for sure,
resistance, a lot of just everything that takes to grow as a human being.
Oh yeah.
Seeing her post a couple days back really, like, brought a lot back on my heart. You know, it was like, Carla, you got shit to do, you know? Like, it challenges me, you know, seeing these people, not in a sense of enviness, because not at all. Like, I want them more than anything, and that's why I'm shouting her out, you know? Empowering our people.
Oh yeah.
Or any people, you know, like, at all. Like, but it definitely challenges me to be like, all right, like, get off your ass. Not that I am on my ass, but, like, you're doing good.
Yeah.
But now keep doing better.
Yeah, there's more you can do.
Yeah, you know? So it's like, I saw this post a couple days ago that said something about, it was kind of like a meme in a way, and it was a picture. I think actually my tia Mari posted it on her Facebook. You know how she posts a lot of, like, memes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they're motivational, sometimes they're goofy. But anyways, my aunt, she posted something, and it said, and it was a picture of this, like, mountain. It was, like, a gray mountain, and it said, this is your tomorrow. This was your yesterday. And right. It was, like, a frown upside down, right?
Mm.
It was a frown. And then the other one said, this is your today. And it was, like, a mountain, like, and it was bright colors and it was happy and everything.
Right.
And so it's like, we have to, like, keep going higher on these mountains, higher and higher up to mountains, right? And the more we go up them, we have to be like, all right, declaring, like, victories, declaring success. Mm. Whether, in a way, sometimes failure can be seen as a negative thing, but I think failure is such a good thing in our lives that it's like, you know, we got to see those as good things. Mm-hmm.
Failure is beautiful because it shows how strong and how easily we can lose perspective on, like, goals.
Yeah.
But that when you push through it, you can literally go through anything. And you realize that at that point, you know?
It's true. So it's definitely, like, seeing her story the other day really just, like, motivated me to... I've been on this slump, and this is going to kind of direct to our episode in a little bit after we're done with our shout-outs. I've been on a slump since, I want to say, maybe the mid part of December.
Okay.
I've been on this slump kind of slash funk.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm okay, I'm not okay, I'm okay, I'm not okay, I'm okay, I'm not okay. Like, what am I doing? Like, and also, like, learning to appreciate the job I'm in.
Yeah.
It's not a bad job. Mm-hmm. Like, even calculating what I'm getting paid, like, it's not a bad job. The work that I have to handle is not a bad job.
No.
And sometimes, as humans, we get into this perspective of, like, we want to point at fingers and be like, I'm not having the time of my life because of your fault. But we forget about looking right in front of us, which is us, and saying, it doesn't matter if those people are setting you up for success or not.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's up to you if you decide to, like, take in success or not.
Yeah.
And create success, right? And so I've been definitely on this, like, funk of, like, oh, sometimes I hate my job, but then sometimes I'm like, dude, you're good. You're okay. Like, you know? So it's, like, seeing, you know, Resale Curls, like, grow this much, and I've only known their page and their company for so long. I'm like, damn. And not only, like, their product, but, like, what is it? Hija de tu Madres? They do, like, they're a team, right?
I want to say so. I'm not 100% sure on
that. I don't remember.
Well, anyways, so they, her whole team, honestly, is, like, her family. I know, like, a cousin or a brother or a sibling or something, a family member, a relative, made, like, the design of the label. Her and her brother picked out the label. And just continuously.
She talks about how, like, she started off in a garage, in her uncle's garage.
Wow.
And that all her little cousins would help her, and that her uncle would, like, ship stuff, like, from here and there.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So, I mean,
that teamwork, man.
I know. So, Resale Curls, if you're listening to this, I really would like to have you on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be amazing.
We'll reach out to you either way. We'll message you, because I think that'd be really great to have you. Because I just want to hear your story, you know? It might sound selfish, but I kind of want to hear your heart. I want to hear your heart. I want to hear your I want to pick at your brain. I want to, like, really see where you're at. And I want to, like, I want to get I want to get infected by your dedication and your passion.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be, I'm already influenced, but I want it to, like, infect everything of me, and, like, I want to go.
Exactly.
You know, like, does that make sense?
No, it does, for sure.
So, yeah, it's definitely, I know this shout-out took a little bit longer than it should have.
That's okay.
We're also, like, drinking beer, so it's kind of, like, chilling me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was kind of in a funk about an hour ago before this beer.
We're not acknowledging that. We're not saying that beer will solve all your problems.
Exactly. I'm not an alcoholic. Please don't take
it. We're not saying that either. We're just saying, like, sitting down, starting the podcast, you know, starting the recording, you know, it mellows you out. You know?
Yeah. No, it really does. For
she just happens to be drinking a beer.
I know, dude. But anyways, that's my shout out. So Resale Curls, if you guys, like I said, want to look into any hair products, go to Target or also go to their page. They also started a shop Latinx shop, Shopify or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, shop Latinx, shop Latina. I think it's called
Santo
that.
Dios.
Shop Latinx.
Yep.
Oh.
Shop Latinx.
Shop Latinx, which is like an Etsy in a way.
Yeah.
But for Latinx cultures and all that
they
stuff.
They got good stuff.
Man, guys.
They got good stuff.
And they're all about creating a platform for the culture.
Oh, yeah.
For the people. For la gente. For the peeps, you know? And so I think we need more of those people, you know? So.
Yeah, honestly. So yeah, representation matters, you know?
Yeah.
And we have to see that. People are acknowledging our existence and that we have certain needs as well. Especially like what she did with Resale Curls. Is that there's a lot of girls that struggle with their hair.
Yeah.
And they want it to be beautiful and natural rather than just straighten
and
it
And a lot
the
of this
time.
Product is pretty much tailored to white privilege.
Yeah, a lot of products are.
As time has gone, yes, we have strayed away from that and we have sections to... like, we have sections for Latin hair. We have sections for African-American hair or, like, Afro-Latino hair. Like more, like, curly hair, right?
Even though it's a step forward, it's, like, I feel like there's still more room for growth.
Oh.
Obviously, you know?
Yeah,
but at the same time, we're glad that she is at a point where, like, she can expand her brand and her products even more through this platform, through Target. And hopefully it can just... grow even more expansively.
Yeah.
And then it can just reach so many more people, and mm-hmm. they can feel that difference.
Yep.
You know? Because, you know, when you get your hair done, or like when guys get their hair cut, you know you're feeling good after.
I'm wondering if it would work for guys' hair.
I'm sure it does. Yeah, no. Hair is hair. It's not strictly by gender or anything.
Yeah.
You know? It's hair is hair.
Yeah. But that's my shout out.
Also, you're volunteering at a coffee event, right?
Yeah. So I'm volunteering at a couple coffee events. They're having the roaster and like barista champions, or the brewers champion, competition in Orange County on the end of February. So the 21st, 22nd, and the 23rd. I'll be volunteering there, just kind of doing. I actually was given the privilege to be a lead position, which Ooh. Is the first year that I've been able to do that, which is pretty much being a runner for the roasters.
Yeah.
Which is like, I feel like because I've been in this funk, being able to give that opportunity to be a roaster runner or like stage crew with them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. It's going to give me a little bit more of a fuel.
I hope so. You know? Yeah, I hope so.
To what I really want to do in my life. So yeah, I'm excited for that. But that's one of them. And then the expo, for those that don't know about the coffee expo, which is a yearly thing. It's like it's a weekend thing. They host it in different cities around the U.S. This year it's going to be hosted in Portland, Oregon, and it's going to be April 26th, 27th,
28th, I believe. Oh, so right after your birthday.
Yeah, so it's a little bit after. I think I might have those days wrong. But anyways, it's going to be towards the end of April, and my sister and I are volunteering for it. I'm hoping that I can get connected with some friends. I have a booth, and I'll be doing some brewing for people, like, sure. I'm going to be taking coffee from Rose Park and brewing some stuff out there. Brewing some stuff out there. Cool. But, yeah, so we have that. And then another conference I'm volunteering for is on February 8th. So this is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be here in Long Beach. It's Conferencia de Mujeres Jóvenes. It's just like a Latin women's, like, conference. I'll have to get the flyer to kind of give you more detail. I know
it's like 8-1 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
and it's here in Long Beach. It's local. It's a women's conference.
Okay. Wow, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it just, Melanie just showed me the flyer. I guess it came to the mail and it was addressed to me and her.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay that I wasn't included, but...
Well, it's a women's awesome conference.
It's funny, though. Sal always joins us for these women's...
But I wanted help. Like.
It's true, and he can. I called them up, today because you have to call them and make the reservation. But it's the 8th, and it's from 8:30 to 1 p.m., and it's Young Women's Conference para Mujeres Jóvenes. And I think it's hosted by the assembly member Anthony Rendon. I don't know who Anthony Rendon is. Maybe I need to tune in a little bit on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But anyways, that's literally, they just sent us a postcard and they're like, hey, like, call in for a conference, reservations.
I think it's free. There's also like food provided.
Oh, it's Long Beach City College. All right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it should be good. You young ladies that wanna get some, whatever it's like, advice on business or growth as a woman, and I really recommend it. I think it'd be nice.
It
we'll
looks
be there.
Really good, yeah.
We'll be there, and I'm excited to just kind of like tune in and see what it has to offer. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, I don't have any other volunteers. Besides, I think you had mentioned there's one.
The one from MOLA.
Oh, yeah,
so
MOLA.
February 23rd, Sunday, 11 to 5, MOLA's going to have an Afro-Latinx 2020 festival.
That's exciting. That is really exciting.
And it's free admission, but parking, obviously. Which
if you want to park on site, it's $10. But you know what? You might struggle with parking just because of the area that you're in.
So carpool, guys.
So carpool.
Carpool,
pitch in for that parking and gas, and you know,
yeah,
be a happy camper.
carpool, Uber, do what you gotta do. If you need a ride, let us know. Hit us up.
Yeah, I'm we would love to go with you.
I'm sure one of us is trying to go, and I think it'd be fun.
It'll be super
Mola
fun.
Is such a good organization to support as well in Long Beach. I think it's one of the little organizations that I know of that help the Latinx community.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what Mola is in Long Beach, it's the Museum of Latin American Art here in Long Beach. It's a very nice museum. I do recommend you guys to go. It's where Estelito Coffee had their stand for quite some time.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool organization where they try to help the community, and they usually have these events so that people know more about the culture, and they get to experience art in a different way that hasn't been known for that long, you know? So it's a really cool spot. Definitely check it out. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really planning on going.
Oh, yeah. Couple of years ago, I don't know how long ago it was, they went to one of their festivals.
Oh, yeah, we went to a festival. I think it was like a year and a half ago.
We were just trying to find something to do that night, and we were just driving, and like, I don't know what to do.
It just looked packed.
And then we saw tents, and then like, it's packed, and I was like, let's go check it out.
And yeah, and then we stuck into a party, and then we just like had a few drinks, and it was fun.
Yeah, they had drinks and everything.
People just thought that we knew what was going on. We're like, we don't know, we're just here to, you know.
That's cool.
It was a real fun night.
It's also free on Sundays if you ever want to check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Cool.
So if you're running low on money, but you want to see some art, you know when to go.
Oh my God, there's stuff.
It's so good.
Unrealistic. It's so good. Even if you just go to the freaking store, their little gift shop.
Oh, I know, the store is so cool.
They feature so many artists, and it's great. It's good stuff.
It is good shit.
Yes.
It is.
But that's all the shout-outs I have. I don't know if you had another shout-out.
Not necessarily a shout-out. It's just since we're recording this on Sunday... unfortunately, today there was an accident out in Calabasas where I'm pretty sure a lot of you may know that Kobe Bryant, super famous all-star basketball player. If you don't know who Kobe Bryant is and you're in LA, it's like, it's kind of hard to believe that.
I think everyone knows.
You know, like,
at least the name.
He's such an international star. Yeah. He unfortunately died today in a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. You know, they're on their way to like a tournament down in Sherman Oaks, and oh my God, it's terrible to hear that they're still investigating how it happened. You know, it was them, and it was how many people were there that were in there? As far as I knew, originally it was five, but now they're saying that there was
nine people, including the pilot.
Wow.
Yeah, but they haven't released the names due to just letting the families know and all.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's terrible that it happened, and you know it's terrible that we lost Kobe, you know, but it's also terrible that those people were like on the helicopter and they lost their lives.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we get to learn more about what happened soon, but you know it's a sad day in LA. You know, we were excited because the Grammys were tonight. It's in Staples Center. It's gonna be a lot of fun. But then now you learn about this and you're kind of like bummed out.
Yeah.
Especially knowing that his daughter and like some other teenagers were on the helicopter as well.
Man, his daughter's a hell of a good basketball player too.
She was
13 years old and was 13. Already like,
she wanted to continue his legacy.
Was all hustling. You know? And I saw this post from one of the many people I follow. They posted a quote. He said, "It's like, why do I need a boy?" You know, and I'm paraphrasing here. It's not the direct quote, but he said something like, "Why do I need a boy? You know, like I got this." Like pretty much saying like his daughter's like that legacy.
Yeah, know? Exactly. And, yeah, like, someone I remember that. Yeah someone commented that, on like they were trying to ask him like wouldn't you have four girls? You know, you have three girls, but you have one on the way. You know, this was before like his youngest daughter was born. And they were telling him, like, aren't you sad that you don't have any boys, you know, to continue the legacy, and it's okay?
Yeah.
It's like, why do I need boys?
Yeah, I found it. It says, fans will come up to me and be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You got to have somebody to carry on the tradition, the legacy. And then Gina is like, oi, I got this. Don't need no boy for that. I got this. So Gina was pretty much, like, saying that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's true, you know, it's just... Like, I think about it, sometimes it's, like, as simple as having kids,
right? Yeah.
Like, I don't think you really need a kid to have your legacy, continue.
Yeah.
You can set up a strong-ass motherfucking brand, and that brand will continue your legacy.
For sure.
But I definitely, like, you know, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, like, that person is going to set your legacy, you know, whether it's your beneficiary, whether it's your sister, like myself, you know, I don't ever want kids. And so I always think, man, my sister, my team, you know, they're going to be people that are going to, like, continue that legacy that I, like, envisioned.
Right.
You know, and that's why, like, I always strive for that stuff, you know?
Exactly.
Like, if I were to die minutes from now, it's, like, it's just letting that live onto other people. And I think that's what he did, you know? He really, like, besides his kids and his wife, like, his legacy continues on the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
on what he did for L.A.,
even. Yeah, like, even after that, like, he had so many fucking organizations on, like... Yeah. Like,
he wrote books.
Yeah, motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
How many languages did he know? He knew
Italian. Italian, Spanish. Did he know German?
I don't know if he knew German. He knew a few.
He knew a few languages.
Yeah. Which to me was like, damn, like, you're a rock star, dude.
He was. And I'm sad to say that he was, you know. I would have loved to say that he is, you know, but, you know, that's
also our teaches reality us.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, and also teaches us, though, like, how much did we really acknowledge people before they pass away?
Exactly. Like, yeah. You know, what was funny for me, like, 2 days ago, I was watching, I like watching highlights from sports.
Okay.
And I grew up watching Kobe, like a lot of people in LA did, probably. You know, yeah. I want to see, you would have to say.
Yeah.
You know? And I loved watching his highlights, especially because of YouTube. You know, they're all on there now.
Okay.
You know, and, like, I got emotional watching him on his last game because I was like, damn, I remember watching that.
I do remember his last game. I didn't watch, you know, before I moved to Utah, I didn't really watch basketball. After I moved out of California, I didn't watch basketball.
Okay.
But before then, and I was actually telling you guys this memory a little bit before we recorded, my uncle and one of his friends that he lived with a while back, they lived in a house in San Pedro.
Okay.
And, like, San Pedro was, like, he lives in, like, the ghetto part of San Pedro in a way. So it's like...
So, like, below Gaffey.
Oh, yeah. Below Gaffey. Like, the east side, right? Like, the east side of... Because the west side is, like, when you start getting houses.
Yeah, you get, like, nice
houses. But, yeah, like, the east side is, like, projects, ghetto-ass houses, like, yeah.
Y'all know.
If you y'all know, you know. The little ghetto parks and shit you be getting drugs at. Anyways. Yeah. I know. I grew up there.
Shout out to San Pedro, though. We still love you.
I love San Pedro. Yeah, God. It's still a
great-ass city.
You know,
chill-ass people.
I never... Okay, this is sidetracked, but I would never want to live in the U.S., like, when I retire.
Uh-huh.
I want to live outside of the States. But if I were, and if I had a choice, it'd probably be San Pedro. San Pedro or Long Beach. One of the two.
Yeah, they're relatively small cities.
Yeah.
Long Beach is pretty big, though, but, like, you know, if you want a smaller aspect.
Still, though, Long Beach is small.
Like, you think about it, Long Beach is small, but then you look at it compared to other cities, it's big.
Dude, I think about it. I'm like, man, this coffee industry is so fucking small. Because, and then I look at Long Beach, I'm like, it's because fucking Long Beach is relevantly pretty new, still growing as a big city.
Yeah. It hasn't been known as a bigger city.
Yeah. And that's what I think it is.
But it's made a lot of money because we're one of the few ports on this side of the coast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, anyways, sidetracking.
Yeah.
So, growing up in that east side of Gaffey in San Pedro, my uncle had a house that he lived with his friend. And when Lakers were playing, I remember the Lakers just like, hello, Mary Cruz.
Hello.
Hello, Neto and Nino. Oh, is that food? Yeah, yeah. The uncles and aunts came home with food. Anyways, so I do remember my uncle putting out the big-ass TV, the ones that had the big back. I don't even know what you call it. Not flat-screen TVs.
Oh, no, definitely not flat-screen.
I don't even know what you call them.
It was those big old TVs that were like 90 pounds.
Yeah, I remember those.
It's what you play like Super Mario with, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, those are dope, dude. Those are dope. But yeah, so I remember those TVs and my uncle. Sorry, guys, we're just distributing our in and out that my aunt just brought and surprised us with. You can put it right there. Thank you, the money.
Thank you, though.
So anyways, I remember taking those big ass TVs that were, yeah, like 60 pounds, right? And probably more.
Probably more.
Taking them out and putting it on the porch. Mm. And we were just watching the Lakers. I just remember watching the Lakers. And, I mean, I was still a little kid, so I wouldn't sit there all the whole game and, like, watch it. But I remember my uncle wearing his Lakers jersey, blowhorn, just blowing it when they would score, you know?
Yeah.
But...
So that shit was going off.
So I remember a memory. That's a memory that I very, very strongly remember about Kobe Bryant. Yeah. For sure. Mary Cruz,
what are your
memories about Kobe Bryant?
I think I went to 2 games when he was really getting up there.
Okay.
Because we got tickets, free tickets.
Mm.
And he was really good. We were talking about him today with Neto.
Mm-hmm.
He always remembered when he was wearing his something on his
elbow. His sleeves?
Yeah, because, you know.
That's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, he was really good. His charisma, I think, is when he smiled, right? You can.
He really does. Yeah, he really
something
does.
Something on his smile, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I consider him the greatest next to Michael Jordan. Y'all can talk however y'all want. That's my opinion. MJ still like, yo, he's up there, you know, and like, but he to me, like, growing up, he was the greatest. You know, because I was around for, like, more of...
Well, you Kobe. Were more... We.
Yeah, we were around during the Kobe Bryant era.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we only... I got to learn more about Michael Jordan, like, when, you know, after, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, MJ, he's a legend.
Oh, for sure. Oh, you know? He was, like, a... How do I say it? He was, like, a... Just an innovator for a lot of us.
Oh, for sure.
And that goes beyond, like, just his shoe line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's the reason why I'm so obsessed with Jordan, because of his shoe line. That's where I became obsessed with him. But aside from that, seeing the last, because I got the last of his games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did he retire? His game, when did he play his last game?
Like, I think 1995, 94, I want
to
say.
I can't remember.
I'm not even sure.
I was a baby, probably. I was little. But okay. I really remember, though.
Probably so off right now. I know more about Kobe. I don't know much about him.
But I do remember, though, 96. Just like 96?
Was it 96?
What?
96?
That he started?
Michael Jordan?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
When he, his last game.
Oh, he, probably before.
Yeah?
Kobe started 96.
Yes, because Kobe started in 96, right, fresh out of high school.
Mm. Oh, okay.
He was one of the last people to do that. You know, that boy's, oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's crazy to kind of like think that this person just that influenced a lot of our lives, like in that way. It was like, it's like life's not promised. Like one of our friends, right? Roger.
Which Roger, was, yeah, was last he was week. Just on the last episode.
You know, he mentioned today, he texted us like, hey guys, Kobe died. Like, can you believe it? And I was just like, dude, I know. By the way, Michael Jordan retired 99.
99, shit. Okay,
so yeah, so I remember a little bit. I remember like one or two games of his.
Yo, he came back with a vengeance though.
Mm.
Either he went into baseball and then he took like a few, and then he was in baseball because he was like, you know what, I'm in a funk. You know, maybe I want to try this. He wanted to branch out, you know?
I remember that.
And he comes back and he just murders like Shaq. And, like, the whole team. Because, you know, it was that unspoken rivalry of, like, him and Shaq. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. That's why.
Yeah, this
was like,
before Shaq was in the Lakers. Mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Shaq beat MJ. He beat him, like, at the NBA Finals. I forgot what year. I think it was, like, 1994, 1995.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Y'all, please correct me, though, because I know I'm way off on the years. But it was during that time, yeah. Like, Shaq won his first NBA Finals.
Hmm.
You know, he got his first ring. And it was crazy.
Hmm.
It was just ridiculous because you have this fresh Shaquille O'Neal. You know? And he comes out and he beats, like, the legend of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then Michael Jordan, he goes and he's, like, doing baseball. And that's when Shaq really blew up. You know? He became this superstar. And then you see that, what's it called? then MJ comes back and he's like, you know what? I'm going to come back. I'm going to do this. And I don't know if they made it back. I don't know if he made it to the NBA Finals like that year or the next. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. But he ended up, you know, he beat him. And then all of a sudden, Shaq is with the Lakers.
That's all I remember, you know. I remember Shaq and Kobe. Mm-hmm. Shaq and Kobe. Like, I know you were just telling me a little bit ago that they had kind of like, what was it?
Oh, yeah. You know they had that small beef.
That they had beef. Oh, no. But yeah, no. It's funny because I never saw that. I never saw that. As a person that didn't sit down and watch basketball religiously.
Yeah.
All I saw was Kobe and Shaq. Team on team.
Yeah.
Best of friends.
I mean, they were now, like, especially, like, when, like, both of them were retired. There was animosity, though. It was beef, but it wasn't, like, excuse me. It was beef, but it was, like, you know what, like, you know, they're both, like, really competitive people. They're, like, all-stars. Uh-huh. They're crazy good. So, you know, egos get in the way.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, I'm the face of the Lakers. No, I am. You know, and really, it was both of them.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be next to somebody and be the face, you know? So you can, I can understand that at least, like.
I can understand, yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, they became really close. They became real close, especially, like, towards the end of, like, Kobe's career. They're already, like, friends and shit.
Yeah. 20 Man. Years, dude. 20 years that yeah. he played.
Mm. And then, like, I was, like, when I found out the news, I was like, what's Shaq gonna say? You know? Mm-hmm. That was one of the first things I thought of. Was like, you know, how's his wife?
Oh, yeah.
And this was before I knew that, like, you know, like that Gigi was on the plane. Like,
yeah.
I was just thinking, like, how's his wife? How are the kids, like, reacting to this? And then I was like, what is Shaquille going to say? You know?
Does he release a statement?
Yeah, he released a statement. Oh, you know? No way. And then, what's it called? And his manager spoke to, like, Fox News, I think, earlier.
Shaquille or Kobe?
No, Shaquille's. Okay. Yeah, Shaq's manager. And yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, you know, like seeing. He was talking about, like, yeah, I can't believe, like, you know, my niece Gigi was there. And, like, I feel terrible. Like, he said that he was just. He ended, like, his statement saying, like, I feel sick. You know? And I was like, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can only imagine, like, how, like, the media family's dealing with this.
Oh, yeah.
I think this, like, this leads to my next point, and honestly, one of my only points of this whole episode, but, yeah. I guess 2 points. One, you never know what you have until it's gone, and that's a saying that it's known around pretty much all around the world.
Yeah, it's considered a cliche at this point, but...
But...
It's true.
It is the most truest statement out there, and... You know, I didn't really look much into Kobe as much throughout the years as I, like, wish I would have. But either way, like, you know, until he's now gone, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, Kobe's still there. But I do remember seeing my little side comments like, Kobe sucks. Like, you know, like, when we would shoot in the garbage or, like, things like that. And there is memes
know,
out there.
You'll be giving me shit about Kobe because you know how much I like
him. And it's funny because we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
But, That's one of them, you know. You never know what you have until you lose it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is, honestly, one of the most strongest sayings that my dad has always taught me and has always said is, tenemos más tiempo que vida.
Yeah, we have more time than life.
Yeah, we have more time than life itself. And I strongly believe in that because if you think about it, you know, we have a life, right? We've been given a life, a full life.
Yeah.
But time, we don't know if tomorrow we're going to have time.
Yeah.
We don't know if a second after we cut this break right here, it's going to be still with us, you know?
Right,
and,
exactly.
And so, guys, like, I don't, like, want to make this whole episode about Kobe in a way because, like, I don't want you to think, oh, this is all the episode's about. But it did bring up, one, because it's childhood.
Yeah.
Kobe's, like, a hero to a lot of us. And then, two, honestly, like, even before this situation happened, I think we've been feeling in a funk lately.
Yeah. Some more than others, but it was definitely like a mutual funk between us at least.
Yeah. And we want to be real with you guys. We want to be genuine how we've been from day one. Yeah. And it's just a sense of funk of what are we doing with life? You know, what are we doing individually? What are we doing as a group? What are we doing as a family? And and sometimes it's like hard to step out of that.
Yeah. For
and sure. Me personally, like, I know it's hard to step out of that, especially when I have a lot of shit to do and I get overwhelmed. So then I'm just like, oh, I'll just leave it tomorrow. Oh, I'll just leave it tomorrow. And so, but tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to have it, you know? And so it's like.
Like this news with Kobe, like, it brought up those feelings. Like, oh my God, like, that's true. Like, what are we doing? You know? Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, a lot of us were feeling that way. And now with this happening to Kobe and Gigi and all those other people that were on the plane, like, it brings up those feelings of, oh my God, like, we don't know when we're done with this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Time doesn't look at age. Time doesn't look at color. Mm-hmm. Time doesn't look at how rich or how poor you are.
Cause time don't exist. It's just life.
Yeah. You know? So it's just like, dude. And so, honestly, guys, like, I encourage you guys so fucking strongly to whatever you want to do, like, whether it's starting your own business, going as simple as asking for a girl or a guy's number or a partner or somebody's number, like things like that, you know, or going out and doing something extravagant, going on a trip, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, like, do it,
Try it out.
Because, like, this, like, the time we've been given here on this earth is, like, sometimes it's going to be way too short, sometimes it's going to be way too long, whatever it is, but, you know, the only one that's going to push to get what you are meant to be receiving is you.
Exactly.
You know, and I am one of those ones that in our team that I am in a funk, and I'm like, I don't know, just like in a weird funk. I got no motivation to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's not really a specific thing that's like got me down, but it's like it's just like, I know I'm in a funk, and I'm trying to get readjusted to things. Getting started on our website, it's there, but it's like it's just dedication. You know, it's not as easy as I thought it was gonna be.
Because it's time consuming. You know?
Yeah. So it's just, Carly. You know, you gotta get your shit together. Go for you, though.
For sure. Yeah.
And so it's just like definitely reminding me to do that stuff.
Exactly.
But yeah, I definitely, you know, thank you, Kobe, for giving us that perspective,
And thank you for the incredible life that you had and for not only living it, but also showing us that anything is possible through hard work, dedication, and that Mamba mentality.
Mamba, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, but.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Melanie, any more things you gotta say? No?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well. Yeah, like, I didn't really grow up watching sports. But even then, I feel like, even if you didn't grow up watching sports, I feel like Kobe.
You know who Kobe is, right?
Was always out there, you know?
You know who Kobe is.
You know who he is. Especially living in L.A.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, and I was telling them, my parents and you guys, that I remember when I was small, we went to, like, a L.A., Lakers gallery, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really small at this time, and I just remember, like, there was, like, posters everywhere, a lot of, like, Lakers stuff everywhere.
Right.
And I guess they were there, too.
It was, like, an inauguration, in a way.
Yeah. And the whole team was there, and he was part of the team that time.
Girl, he's been part of the team.
I know, like, right?
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was there. That's what I mean. Like, he was there that day.
He was there. Sorry.
Another part of that time. I mean that he was there that day.
I know, girl. Don't listen to me. I was trying.
No, I get what you mean.
But yeah, guys, we look forward on to, like, keep hearing your guys' inputs and everything. And
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think about, like, getting out of a funk, motivational words, whatever, you know, and you know, it's part of growth, it's part of life.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely grateful that I have this podcast with my friends and my family, and because it helps me, like, realize, like, get back, you know. It helps me reminds me where I'm planted.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, maybe I don't have my website going. Yeah, maybe I don't have roasting going. Maybe I don't have my coffee selling, all this stuff, right?
Right.
But it, like, I come back here every Sunday, and it reminds me, like, hey, bitch, you're one step further than you were a year ago.
Exactly.
A day ago. Yeah, exactly. So, just keep going at it, guys. You know, like I said, you have more life than time itself. And keep going at it.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. You have more time than
life. Tienes más tiempo que vida. Tienes más tiempo. Oh, yeah.
You have more time than life itself.
Yeah, sorry. You have more time than life itself. Yeah, because life is... Man, I've been saying it backwards. That's why I want to get it tatted on me, you know? Like,
yeah.
Remind myself.
But. Yeah, like, you know what? I'm not going to fuck it up. I can be drunk. I can look at it. It'll be blurry. Yeah. I know what it says.
I know, right? But that's all I got to say. Respects to Kobe Bryant. His team, family.
Our condolences.
Yeah, our condolences, guys. We appreciate you and everything you keep doing, and thanks for being a role model to many out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, like, we didn't want this episode to be solely on Kobe, but, you know, this episode was mainly focusing on perspective.
Yeah.
And what we have and what we should appreciate, and, you know, that's where we stand.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cheers to Kobe. All right, bop boy.
Vámonos.
Melanie started.
Okay, guys. I'm just kidding.
No. You haven't started an episode.
No.
Start an episode.
No. Okay. What do you say?
Hi.
Like, hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Melanie. I'm being forced to start the episode today.
You can definitely start it that way. That's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's us.
Like, I'm being forced to start the episode today.
Okay, go. It's like you're saying hi to somebody.
You said hi?
Yeah, you're like...
I'm not going to say, like, we're back. Like, hi. News reporter.
Yeah, like, on back. Today's episode, we will be talking about...
Welcome back. On today's episode, I'm just kidding.
Look, thanks, Melly. All right, we're back here at...
You just made me spit out my beer bag.
Yeah, that's saliva over there.
There's like bubbles in it.
Yeah, that's my saliva.
Oh my God.
God, I'm using it. Look at this.
We're reporting back live at the Latinx studio.
Thanks, Melanie. Thanks for tuning in. All right, guys. Today,
even Tommy's looking at you like, what the heck?